We have the only job in the city that must be performed every day, and we must finish every day before we can go. My name is Keith Warren. I'm the Chief of Operations for the Sanitation Division of the Streets Department for the City of Philadelphia. This week, I participated in the cleanup of the 4th of July celebration. It's very different than most of my normal weeks. The 4th of July is a huge celebration that we put on in Philadelphia every year, being the birthplace of independence, and it requires a lot of pre-cleaning, pre-planning, and a lot of after-cleaning. On the days leading up to the 4th of July, after those guys collect trash and recycling all day, then we spend most of the night sweeping the parkway. We put out over 200 trash and recycling containers along the parade route. We sweep and flush the streets. During the event, we have a crew of about 50 people that services the crowds. So we have to keep the cans from overflowing on the parade routes and during the event on the parkway. After the event is over, we have to help break down all of the equipment that was put out there, recollect all those trash containers, clean up litter and debris that was left by the crowds, take all the recycling, and dispose of that. That usually goes well into the night and until the next morning after the events are over, after the fireworks show. People might be surprised to know that, as opposed to also picking up trash, that we do work on these special events with Homeland Security since the events after the Boston Marathon happened. The streets department and trash trucks are a very integral part of that. During these times when we have these special events, trash collection sometimes may go a little longer than normal. Be patient with us, and we will definitely get your trash before the end of the day.
Anything dirty or dingy or dusty, anything ragged or rotten or rusty, yes, I love trash. If you really want to see something trashy, look at this. I have here a...